Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Sniffy's Podcast, your bi-weekly dose of positivity. I'm your host, Howard.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ting, co-hosting this podcast with Howard.
As dog owners, I believe we all want our dogs to be happy. So we buy things they like, such as treats, toys, etc. At the same time, it's also important to avoid things that they don't like. Ting, do you know if there is anything that Chubby doesn't like?
I think Chubby really doesn't like fireworks. So when it's on the National Day, and you know, people would celebrate it with fireworks. And when hearing the sound, Chubby would shake and get tense, hiding himself under my desk or something. And I would try to comfort him, touch him, so to make him feel relaxed.
Oh, that's very nice, Ting. I believe you're really a good mom. So, you know, lots of owners ask me these questions again and again. Hey, do you know, is there anything that dogs don't like in general? And I couldn't answer this question because I'm not an expert. So today, we're glad to have Greg here again with us to discuss this topic. What are things that dogs don't like in general? Greg has a degree of animal behavior, and he is now a certified dog trainer with more than 10 years of experience. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Like Ting mentioned earlier, Chubby doesn't like fireworks. So, Greg, I'm wondering, is it very common that dogs don't like fireworks?
Yeah, that's pretty common. A lot of dogs can get really overstimulated by loud noises. It's very common that dogs don't really know how to react to fireworks or don't really understand why or when it happens. So it's definitely a very common thing for dogs to be scared of.
So you're saying it's not just fireworks, but it's more like a loud noise that will make dogs uncomfortable. Greg, do you know, every time I speak with you, I feel that I'm learning a lot of things. So I want to ask you again, do you know in general, what are things that dogs don't like? Or say, how to tell if a dog doesn't like something? Do they show any reactions or body language?
Yeah, there are a lot of specific signs you can look for that can be context specific. And you might need to learn what to look for in order to notice some signs. Some things like if a dog's ears go back or their tail tucks between their legs, generally if they stiffen up or their posture becomes rigid. Those are signs that a dog might be stressed. But more generally, if a dog, you might have heard of the fight or flight response. Sometimes they add in a third option, fight, flight, or freeze. Generally, when a dog is trying to get away from a situation or preparing for a conflict or just kind of freezing up, those could be three more sort of general signs you can see if a dog maybe isn't happy about the situation they're in. They're communicating with their body language a lot. And if you think it looks like this dog's trying to get away from here or maybe preparing for a conflict, those could be some more sort of general signs if a dog is unhappy with the situation they're in.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Greg, you just mentioned fly, fight, and freeze. I guess fly means a dog wants to escape and fight means a dog wants to pick up a fight.
Exactly.
What about freeze? Does it mean a dog is too scared to move?
Yeah, so that's more of a stress response where a dog doesn't exactly know how to act. They don't quite know if they want to run away or start a conflict. So yeah, the freeze is more like exactly just stuck in place, really still. They haven't quite decided what they're going to do next yet.
Now I recall every time when I saw a frozen dog, usually that dog would be shaking. Greg, does shaking mean a dog is fearful of something?
Yeah, it can be. Well, for one, just to get it out of the way, if a dog is cold, they'll shake too.
Oh, yeah.
So that could always be a reason. But When dogs are really scared, like Ting mentioned, during fireworks, or maybe the vacuum cleaner, something really loud or overstimulating, and a dog feels like they've lost control of the situation, they don't really know what to do, it's not uncommon to see them shaking or trembling too. And that's from a surge, a release of a lot of adrenaline and cortisol or stress hormones. Just kind of makes their muscles tense up and they shake from that. So it's really strong, heightened, emotional, activating response to something.
So is there anything we can do, like when we see a dog is like shaking, like when I saw Chubby was shaking just during the fireworks? So what can I do?
Yeah, like you mentioned, giving him a comforting affection, helping him to calm down and giving him some positive interactions, that can certainly help. If you are able to anticipate ahead of time, having a calm environment for your dog. So maybe their crate with a thick blanket over it so that they can go in there and the noise might be dampened a little bit. There are another route you could go is talking to your vet about as needed medications to help your dog relax for situations like that. That's for more severe cases typically, but always worth asking your vet about. You can also, you can go wrong feeding your dog treats whenever they're stressed out, especially a lickable, long-lasting treat, peanut butter, something like that. That can really help to soothe the dog, calm them down, help them feel a little more comfortable.
But in that way, will they link good treats with things that they don't like? So like they hear fireworks, then the treats come after that. They don't like fireworks, so maybe they will not like the treats either. And I guess the treats would never work for them anymore.
Good question. There's always a chance of that. Usually it happens in more specific situations. If the treat comes before the frightening event, dogs tend to think what comes next. So a common example that does come up is if people use a treat like peanut butter to lure their dog into the bathtub to give their dog a bath, then the dog feels like they're getting tricked. Like they thought they were getting something good, but actually it's a bath. They don't like bath. So if the unpleasant thing comes first, then feeding them shouldn't be a problem because it will just help them calm down, feel better. And then again, since dogs think what comes next, next time they hear fireworks, they might think, well, maybe there's peanut butter at the end of this. So they'll be looking forward to that.
Oh, so the owner is very important.
Yes.
So Greg, you mentioned an interesting thing that I wanted to ask. You say that dogs don't like taking bath. Do you know why is it? Is it a natural thing or?
Yeah, it could be for a lot of reasons. Some dogs love the bath. Some dogs love swimming and getting wet and don't have a problem with that. One of the biggest factors is when a dog feels like they're not in control or like they're trapped. And oftentimes that's how a bath goes, right? We have to keep them in the bath until we get all the soap in and then get all the soap out. So they don't always know how much longer it's going to be, when it's going to be over. So for them, they just feel stuck. And this weird thing is happening to them that doesn't happen very often. So they're not really sure what's going on. Their coat could feel heavy and different on their bodies. The water temperature might not feel good to them. The smell of the shampoo could be really strong. The scents in shampoos are for us. Our dogs don't care what they smell like. So strong smelling shampoos could be stressful as well.
I see. So we mentioned several interesting points. The first thing is that dogs don't like the situations where they don't have control. So I think it kind of makes sense because we as humans, we don't like the situations that we don't have the control as well. And the second thing you mentioned is that the smell. Do you know in general what kind of smells that dogs don't like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the way dogs perceive their world is largely through smell. Their noses are so much more powerful than ours. I think humans have, on average, like five million scent receptors, and dogs have, I believe, up to 250 million scent
Wow.
receptors, so significantly stronger. It is their primary sense. They perceive the world in a completely different way from humans. That's how they take in information. They smell everything. They are extremely good at it. They are able to pick out fine details from long distances. They can even smell things long after we would be able to smell them, any lingering smells. So they're very sensitive. That said, generally, you know, like I said, it's how they take in their world. So a lot of smells are probably just information to dogs. Just they notice things, they perceive things, and they might not think too much about if they do or don't like it. With that said, certainly just anything very strong. If it smells strong to us, it smells way stronger to dogs. So like I mentioned, the shampoo or a really smelly candle, things that are kind of like if you ever smell vinegar or something really citrusy and it like tingles your nose, you can imagine that would feel even more so to a dog. I think just anything very overpowering or very strong would probably also interact with the dog in an intense way.
I see. But I think dogs usually like strong smelling food.
Yes, that's a great point. Dogs have a very keen nose for smelling out food.
So food is another case, like although it's strong, but they like food.
Exactly.
Greg, you just mentioned that if a smell is strong to us, then it's way stronger to a dog. And I believe we all think the smell of poop is very strong and bad. But I've seen Chubby eating poop from the ground several times. So why do dogs eat poop?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It's very common. A lot of people ask that. It seems so absurd to us, but dogs and a lot of animals are scavengers. Their diet is basically whatever they can find. So dogs are omnivores. They eat plants and meat. They'll eat basically, like I said, anything they can that has nutrients for them. And they're very good at it. Dogs' digestive tracts are also way better at handling things than humans. Their stomachs are way more acidic. They're able to eat things that humans would get very sick if we tried to eat. So for dogs, generally, it's just an opportunity for more nutrition.
Mm-hmm. So Ting, Chubby eats poops and he sleeps with you. So... Well, I'm actually very jealous of you because, you know, your dog sleeps with you and my cats don't sleep with me. I don't know why. Greg, can you teach me how to make my cats or say my dogs want to sleep with me?
Sure. That can vary a lot by the individual, of course. Some breeds of dogs or if a dog is a breed mix, whatever their lineage may be. Some have more of a predisposition for being cuddly. A lot of dogs were bred for just that purpose, to be companions and cuddly and sit on your lap and sit on your feet and keep your feet warm. It can also have to do with the dog's personal comfort. So if a dog is very cold, she might lay on your lap or sit next to you on the couch just, you know, for some companionship, but also to stay nice and warm. And then also a dog with a thick fur coat might not like snuggling up as much if they get overheated.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But generally, dogs like to sleep where they're comfortable. So I've had people ask more about the opposite. They say they don't want their dog sleeping in the bed with them.
I'm totally different.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the same way as you. I love it when my dog's cuddling with me in the bed or on the couch. But when people say they don't want their dog sleeping in bed with them or on their furniture, I usually ask what else is available for them, because dogs are going to gravitate towards the most comfortable spot in the room. So for better or for worse, that is oftentimes your bed or the couch or your nice armchair in front of the TV. So just making a nice comfortable place for them, whether that's on your bed or not on the bed, depending on whatever you prefer.
I see.
Greg, since you mentioned that dogs like to sleep somewhere they feel comfortable, so I have a question for you. Because I know that lots of people, they like to hug their dogs while sleeping, or in other words, they like to put their foot on their dog's stomach while sleeping. So to me, it's super uncomfortable if someone's putting their feet or foot on my stomach. So do you know why dogs seem not to care about it too much?
That's a great question. I think one thing that a lot of people might not always remember is that, you know, dogs are animals. They feel like members of our family, and they are, but they are still animals. So every luxury in our household is something that a wild animal wouldn't dream of in a million years. So I think dogs are used to, you know, deep in their genetics, there's still a big part of them that's used to just living with things that we might perceive as uncomfortable. And of course, that, again, varies from individual to individual, and dogs might tolerate some things more than others. So, you know, like temperature, like I said, if a dog gets overheated quickly, they'll get up and move somewhere cooler. But, you know, to dogs, maybe having someone use them as a footrest just isn't that big of a deal.
So I guess we need to see their reaction, like you just mentioned earlier, their body language. And if they are not feeling comfortable, probably it's not a good idea to use them as a footrest.
I know dogs, they have very light sleeps, and they are very easy to be woken up. But is it okay to disturb their sleeping? Would they feel unhappy?
Yeah, usually dogs seem fine with it. Of course, again, I could just add the caveat to everything. It varies from dog to dog. Certainly, if your dog startles easily or seems unhappy when they get woken up, then it would be best to avoid that when possible. Again, circling back, a lot of wild animals, they're either looking for food or sleeping. Mm-hmm. So dogs sleep plenty. As their caregivers, we provide them with plenty of food, so they don't have to worry about that, which means the rest of their days can be spent sleeping, and they're pretty happy with that. Yeah, I think they are generally accustomed to being able to have a nap here and there. Again, mm-hmm. as scavengers by nature, that's probably not unusual for them. They're used to finding some food and then having a nap and then finding some more food, having another nap. So dogs, especially living in our homes, I'm sure they're well fed and getting plenty of sleep. So as long as your dog doesn't seem really unhappy or startles or tenses up if they wake up, they've got plenty of opportunity to nap.
Thanks for sharing, Greg. Today we've covered a lot of things that dogs don't like in general, such as they don't like to be in a situation where they don't have the control, they don't like strong smells, and they don't like loud noises. Those things we could probably avoid, like food or smell, but sometimes it's impossible to avoid, for example, taking a shower. So in the next episode, we will continue discussing with Greg how to help our dogs get used to those things. Stay tuned. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in today's episode. Your thoughts and feedback are very important to us, so please don't hesitate to reach out. Whether it's a story you'd like to share, a topic you're curious about, or you're interested in joining us as a guest speaker, please email to info@sniffylabs.com. info@sniffylabs.com. See you next time!